Okay, good morning everybody, it's Om Gedalia. So the Rambam that we're looking at today from Hilchos Tshuva is the Rambam in Perek Gimel, where the Rambam deals with the Chaf Dalet She'en Lahem Chelek Yolam Haba. And towards the end of the list, of course, we have the Parashah Midarchei HaTzibur. As we've discussed many times in years past, this is a deeply relevant halacha to Tanios in general, with Tanios identification with the suffering of the Tzibur, since of Nosei Ba'olim Chaveru, Nosei Ba'olim HaTzibur. So let's read the language of the Rambam, and then let's maybe talk about Tzom Gedalia and its relevance for our time. Saparish midarchei atzibur, aval pishalo avar averu, salat nivdal me'adas Yisrael. Adas Yisrael, going back to the Karban Pesach, v'shachdu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael, bein ha'arbayim. The Karban Pesach was an important measure of identification with Klal Yisrael. That's what the Mechilta is, the havamina, v'chiyagorit chager, v'asa Pesach Hashem. Maybe it's an intrinsic part of Giyur to begin with. So Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael Venos Osa Mitzos Bechalan Velo Nechnas Bitzaratan Velo Nisana Bitanisan Elaholich Bedarko Keachad Migoyi Haaretz. We mean here from the standpoint of national identification, because again, you know, if you really thought he was a guy, he'd be doing Averus also. Elaholich Bedarko Keachad Migoyi Haaretz Echidolein Mehen Ein Lo Chelek Elam Haba. And this idea of national identification and being part of the Tzibur writ large, which means to suffer along with the Tzibur and to be worried about the needs of the Tzibur, so that is buttressed by the fact that this one of the 24 examples of individuals who are denied a chelek in Olam Haba comes right in between Machtiyei HaRabim, obviously another example of people who don't have the best interest of the Tzibur at heart, and then what immediately follows, Osa Averos V'yad Ramah, which the Rambam interprets to mean, whether it's Kalos or Chamuros, again, somebody who's assaulting the heritage of the Jewish people in a very public and brazen way, who shows no sense of embarrassment. The Gemara comes to mind, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was dying and he gave a bracha to Talmidim that the Amor Shamayim Aleichem Kamor Basar Adam. Most people, even if they're not afraid of Hashem, afraid of people, so he gave them the bracha that they should be at least as afraid of Hashem as people. Then you have exceptions of Megalophonim Batara, Hayez Mitzcho, where people are completely unafraid, not only of Hashem, but they do things in a very graphic way, which contravenes the status of Klal Yisrael as Baishanim, Lamantia Yiraso, Yiras Hashem Al Pneichem, Levilti Techto. So we're talking about people who assault the mitzvos in a way that ipso facto is an assault on the tzibur. So again, Parish Midarchei HaTzibur is ensconced within Machti HaRabim, Moshe Averos B'yad Ramah. It's part of a broader motif within the Chav Dalet Anashim that are people that have no sensitivity towards the needs of the other, towards the needs of the tzibur. And then, small wonder, then the that which follows are the Mosrim, people who turn people over to arbitrary non-Jewish governments or their money over. Again, another attack on the coherence, on the cohesion of Klal Yisrael. And then the next one is Matzilei Eimal HaTzibur Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. So we're talking about an entire unit of individuals who are not responsible with respect to the Tzibur. So that's true in general about any Tanis, but let's try to focus a little bit today on Tzom Gedalia. The big question about Tzom Gedalia is what exactly was Mechayiv HaTainis. Seems a little bit strange. It's true, the Gemara says, Chamer lan misas tzadikim, kisreifas beis elokeinu. But the truth is, in Jewish history, there were many tzadikim who died, and there were even many tzadikim who were murdered. So what was it that about Tzom Gedalia that was so important and makes it an intrinsic part of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? And so we can explore, let's say, three different perspectives. One perspective is the perspective of the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios, that Gedalia's death represented the nail in the coffin of what he calls the Gachalas Yisrael. If you read carefully in Sefer Melachim, Sefer Yirmiyahu, what you find is that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we have the Gullus of Tzidkiyahu, so what happened was is that the Bavlim appointed Gedalia as kind of a regent, and he established his capital in Mitzpah, and there was an enormous Shivat Zion. So many Jews came back the land of Israel, because they realized that there was a chance for an autonomous Jewish region of sorts, not fully sovereign to be sure, and Gedalia was having that impact on the Tzibur. And when he was murdered in cold blood by Yishmael ben Nesanya, so the Rambam says, Nichbeis Gachalas Yisrael v'sibei v'hasam galusa, to cause the abandonment of Klal Yisrael of the land of Israel. We have this week's parasha v'chiper ad maso amo, the relationship between the Jewish people and the land of Israel. So yes, it was the murder of a tzaddik. You know, it's terrible in its own right, but it was the completion. It was the makabit patish of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's sort of the classical approach. Another approach that I often like to say, which is Shalokit Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam it's Meduyak, that the Rambam thinks that Bo Bayom, Vishlishi B'tishrei Nera Gedalia Menachikam, but the simple reading the Psukim, many Rishonim do understand this way, is that in fact Gedalia was murdered on Rosh Hashanah. We know that Rosh Hashanah is a day of Malchios. We said three Psukim from the Torah for Malchios, to be Imet Hashem Yimloch, Li'olam Va'ed, Hashem Elokav Imohu, Siruas Melech Bo, and then we said Vayibishur and Melech, V'isasif Rosh Hayam, Yachad Shivta Yisrael, Imasa Yomalkam, Bisman, Sheshivta Yisrael B'yachad, when the Jewish people are integrated and they're cohesive and they're linked with one another. So if it happened on Rosh Hashanah, so it was particularly egregious, because to have a Jew murder another Jew, a Jewish leader, is bad any day of the year, but it's a din prati, it's a particular offense on Rosh Hashanah, when Klal Yisrael needs to be together. That's why we, again, according to almost all of the Rishonim, it could be Yotze with a Trua, or a Shvarim, or a Shvarim Trua, or a Shvarim Trua. So why are we doing all of the different kolos the same way, the Rebbe Avahu? So I like to say it's a Kiddin Prati in Rosh Hashanah, that we should all be unified. It's not just a general idea that it doesn't look so nice, everybody's doing their own thing, but even more importantly, what it really relates to is a certain sentiment, a certain sensibility with respect to Klal Yisrael and the role of Klal Yisrael in Rosh Hashanah, Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, to be all together. And so that this was really an assault on the notion of Malchios, because it represented a pirza, it represented profound and unacceptable division on a day when cohesion was perhaps most necessary on Rosh Hashanah, and maybe that's a second reason. But I think there's a third reason, which is a very, very significant in the tkufa that we find ourselves in. And that third reason is as follows. If you look in the history of the way that it's presented, especially in Yirmiyahu, at greater length than we have in Sefer Melachim, so Gedalia was told, he was warned by Yochanan ben Kerach, that Yishmael ben Asani Mizara, Melucha, was planning to kill him. And Gedalia didn't believe it. He said, Sheker ata dover al Yishmael. It's all a lie. Can you say these things? And the reason that that was so damaging, Gedalia's naivete, is because it was so reminiscent of what happened just a little bit before, when Yirmiyahu HaNavi kept on telling the Jewish people, you're going to keep this up, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And they said, no way, what are you talking about? They incarcerated him in Chatzar HaMatara. And they said, Eichal Hashem, Eichal Hashem, Eichal Hashem Heima. Tzidkiyahu said, we don't have to be concerned. And he was reckless, and of course he rebelled against the Nebuchadnezzar, and the result was Churban Bayis Rishon, an incredible catastrophe. We never recovered from that. Bayis Sheni was not even close to Bayis Rishon, as is so evocatively described in Chazal, and it was because of recklessness, because people felt that we didn't have to be vigilant, we didn't have to listen to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So when Gedalia was warned, then he said, what are you talking about? We don't have to be worried anymore, we don't have to be concerned, we're past that. Okay, so it happened once, but it's not going to happen again. Chas v'shalom. And that's also part of the terrible tragedy of Tzom Gedalia, is that it was a repetition of the mistake of thinking that everything was just going to be okay, that the unthinkable really wasn't going to happen. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was unthinkable, and it happened. And so, yes, of course, we always have to be optimistic. Tzipisa li Yeshua, the Gemara Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah and Avos, Al Tisyoish min HaPuranos. But the hallmark, when it comes to any Dinei Nefashos, is, of course, as we've spoken about many times, Lizar B'davar Yafa Yafa, to take things seriously. And that's why in the world of halacha, let's say, Sabek Brachos is lahakel, and the machlokes in Dinei Avelos, so halacha devir mekel ba'avel. But when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, you don't have to know, you don't have to be a Navi, you don't have to be 100% sure. That's why Safek, even Sfek Sfeka, we have to be machmir, and as we've spoken about many times, Hazar is, Hareza Mishubach, Lizar B'davar, Yafa Yafa. Gedalia did not manifest that. And that's exactly where we find ourselves as a community, but that all we can, all, and it should be optimistic, and we all want to hope that the worst is behind us. But we have in this week's Sedra, Zechariah Moselman Binu Shnostar Vador Shalavicha Viagetcha Zekenecha Viomach. It was a different virus, obviously, a different epidemiology, but people thought in August going into September 1918, the pandemic is over. 200,000 Americans died in October of 1918. There were so many people that said over the summer, we have herd immunity, we do whatever we want, we don't have to worry anymore, and now those same communities have mass quarantines, yeshivos being shut down, and other communities, we don't have to name specifics, there's no point, it doesn't make a difference, it doesn't matter where it is. It's, again, this notion of, okay, we don't have to take it that seriously, Sheker atadover al Yishmael, you know, why are you being such an alarmist, why are you being so afraid? Contravening is basic halachic principle of zihiros and zrizos, and safik nefashos lahachmirs. The same people said that we have herd immunity, so now they're forced to look around our community and they see so many different cases. And they see that, unfortunately, it wasn't, the way that they hoped it would turn out. And more schools than not have cases and have quarantines. And if we're not careful, we're not going to be able to have school anymore, as all the letters went out and said. And those same individuals who now are forced to confront reality that apparently there isn't herd immunity and there are cases, and as the weather changes, we're going to be able to be less and less outdoors. We're going to have to be even more careful. So now they're saying, okay, but it's not that severe. Okay, maybe they're right, but maybe they're not right. And then what are they going to say if chas v'shalom, we find ourselves with people getting very ill and having terrible outcomes? Rachman al-Tzalan, they'll say it was unavoidable, but the truth is that there is something we can do. So in this time of appealing, b'sefer chayim rachav v'shalom farnasa tova, so we all have a very, very sacred responsibility to do all that we can to ensure that we're inscribed b'sefer chayim rachav v'shalom farnasa tova, that we have to do all that we can to ensure that we are inscribed that way. If one of the tragedies of Gedalia was Sheker Atadover Yishmael, that even after Churban Beis HaMikdash, he wasn't willing to concede that the unthinkable can happen. The unthinkable sometimes does happen, unfortunately. So we need to learn from that and to see that when it comes to our own lives and the lives of others, and certainly Allah has kama v'chama, the sakanas harabim, then we need to be extremely vigilant. And again, just to conclude, we don't need to look any further than Eretz Yisrael. Basically, the national declared victory after the first wave. 300 precious souls were lost, but relatively speaking, it was a remarkable job of public health. Each one was an olam mele. We don't diminish the loss of one life. And now, look what is going on. 75% of the casualties in the land of Israel are in the second wave, when, unfortunately, vayishman yishruun vayivat shamanta avisa kasisa, when people get cocky, they think that they have things mastered, so we see what happens, and the expectations are that many, many more olamos maleos are going to be lost, and so you don't need to look any further than what's already in front of us. You don't even look to the future. All we need to as we dive in simcha li'artzecha v'sasam li'ibecha, to be very, very vigilant of everything that's in front of us, to do all that is in our power to secure our welfare and that of those that we love is so much, in kol yoshvei tevil. Everybody should have a meaningful tainus.